Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Warden. My guest today is Simona Natale Fino. Simona's estate is in Puglia, and she runs it with her husband, Gianfranco Fino. And Gianfranco is a man of many talents, as is Simona. He is an oenologist and an agronomist.
Yes.
Okay. How did you come to have your own estate? How did you create the estate? When was it created?
We started in 2004 and we bought a little vineyard, 1 hectare and 30.
Whereabouts in Puglia?
Yes, in Manduria.
In Manduria?
In the middle of Manduria. And we start from 2,700 bottles the first year.
In 2007? Yeah. 100 bottles?
Yes, only.
Did you drink all of them yourself?
And
but what did you do before you started working in wine with your husband? What was your original career, your original mestiere?
My husband was a civil lawyer.
A civil lawyer.
Yes.
Is that very tough?
In my university, I study law, but I drink so much.
Yeah, that's, you might want to rephrase that, but we understand where you're coming from. Okay. So you studied law. Did you have to go to court a lot?
Si.
So you're often in doing court cases?
Marriage, divorce.
So these civil cases?
Civil laws, civil lawyer with commercial law and civil lawyer, divorce and some cause of family.
Family disputes.
Yes. Yes.
So how did you meet your husband, Gianfranco?
I want to learn to sail.
Oh, you wanted to learn to sail?
Yes.
Well, that's good. I mean, obviously Puglia's on the coast. So.
He was a teacher.
Okay, so he was an oenologist, agronomist, and he's a sailing instructor.
Yes, sailing.
So you met him on a boat?
Yes.
That's very romantic. Was it love at first sight?
Yes.
Really? Oh, that's very sweet.
First day.
Really? That doesn't often happen.
Ci siamo più lasciati.
We're getting quite emotional. Maybe we should just do like a dating show. No, we won't do that, a dating show. Okay, so you met. So he was an agronomist. He'd always wanted to make wine.
He wanted to make wine, yes.
His own, he obviously helps other people make their wines, but he also wanted to do it himself. You met and you decided to buy some land. Did you buy the land or did you have to...
Two years after our meet, we decide to marriage, and we bought our first vineyard in 2003 and in December. And Gianfranco, only Gianfranco alone, produced his first wine.
In 2003.
In August in 2004.
But his day job, you were a civil lawyer and he was an agronomist and an oenologist. So I'm assuming that when you do that job, you often have to give advice to people. People pay you for your advice about winemaking, and you say, listen, your wine will improve if you follow my instructions. Do this, do this, do this. And often they don't listen to you. So his idea, I guess, was to have his own vineyard where he could do what he wanted. Giusto?
No, Gianfranco wants him vineyard and lose his job.
So, and Gianfranco's idea was if he had his own vineyard.
Yes.
And also the fact that he knows all the vineyards. So he knew which vineyards to buy, which were the best vineyards in terms of the terroir and the grapes, right? Lots of experience of where the best Primitivo and Negro Amaro.
He wants an ancient vines.
Old vines?
Old vines, only old vines. And he dream his perfect vine. His perfect vines comes from old vines. And he wants only this vines.
Only old vines. Does he only want Albarello? Or
we produce from old vines. Old bush from 6 years old to 9 years old. Now we have 12 hectares of old vines of Primitivo, 1 hectare and 30 of Negramaro, and 10 hectares of young vineyard that comes from old vineyard.
So you took the Barbatelle from old vineyards?
From old to new.
Yeah,
they took
budwood from for the new vineyards from older vines to maintain genetic diversity.
Yes.
Yeah. So how many wines do you make?
We produce S is the first.
So ES.
ES.
ES, so what does that mean?
S is a pleasure for Sigmund Freud, is the instinct.
Oh, what that okay.
You cannot control, it's impossible control.
So the name derives from one of Freud's theories.
S, io, S superior.
Okay, so S?
S is the first, is yeah. The instinct. Io is the just a little of control.
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 Self-control.
Just a little, but is the first level. Mm-hmm. And the second level is superior.
Okay.
For Freud, Sigmund Freud.
Okay. Psychoanalysis. Oh, yeah, okay. So when he comes home from work and you come home from work, Randolph, do you immediately start talking about Freud or do you say, let's just have some dinner, my jam?
I love so much to cook. For me, it's relax. And my problem is that don't come back in Bagan, come back home every day.
Okay, because, you're traveling a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
200 days per year.
Right. What is? But tell me about Salento. So you make the wines that you make. They're all IGT Salento. You make a Primitivo, a Negro Amaro, a wine called Il Se, which is S E. And that's from young vine Primitivo. So tell me a little bit about Salento. What's special about Salento?
Salento is one of a region more beautiful.
One of Puglia's most beautiful regions, sub-regions?
It's a beautiful place of Puglia, in the hill of Puglia.
Okay, so that is the... Yeah, it's the heel of Italy. But it's very hot there, isn't it?
We have autochthonal
native grape varieties.
Yes, so it's not problem for us the hot.
The heat.
Because we have a temperature from 35 to 45 every year. And we have only old bush because it's easy for us because they have 100 years.
100-year-old vines?
From 6 years old to 90 years old.
Okay.
94.
So where do you sell your wine?
I sell my wine 70% in Italy, because for us Italy is important. We work with the best restaurant in Italy and the best chef. We have a good market in USA, in Germany, in Swiss, and in Japan. They like so much our wines.
That's good. So if I'm drinking one of your Primitivo or even Negro Amaro, what is a good food to have with those wines?
For us, the best for Negro Amaro, red tune.
For Negro Amaro?
Yes.
Really?
It's fantastic because it's, our wines is in front of the Ionian Sea. And when you drink, you feel so much the Mediterranean herbs, the salt.
And for the...
And it's very good with fish, with strong fish.
Okay, strongly flavored fish.
The Primitivo is a good meat with wine or with cheese.
It's stagionato, aged cheese?
Yes, it's preferred. I prefer. But it's good, very good, the rice, risotto.
Ah, risotto. So creamy risotto. I mean, with what? With fungi, with mushrooms?
No, just...
Classic.
Primitivo and rice.
So risotto
Primitivo.
With Primitivo.
Yes, it's very good.
Not even a little bit of cheese in the risotto. Put il formaggio dentro.
If you want.
But just so when the rice is really creamy.
But the red wine is a strong wine, but we have the acidity that give us elegance, balance. And with rice, it's very good.
Okay, so with your old vines as well, you're going to have, I would imagine, much more balanced wines than... We've put down deep root system. They don't suffer hydric stress.
We haven't stress.
Yeah, so you get a much more balanced wine. Yeah.
The root is in the rock.
So it's calcareous, though, isn't it?
Calcareous rock.
Yeah, so that also helps with in terms of acidity.
We have only 400 millimeter of water.
Of rain.
Of rain. But
it's nothing.
It's good.
All right, I want to say thanks to my guest today, Simona Fino, whose husband Gianfranco Fino is not here today. Nice little project in... Salento. It's a beautiful region, by the way, Salento. My father-in-law is from Puglia. And we talked about it.
And your wife not?
No, she's from Siena. She's like you, she's a lawyer.
Where? In your
In Siena. She's always in the court of Siena, yeah. But yeah, so as I say, a lot of this idea of old vines is really important because it is a very, very hot region. Statistically, you find the longest lived vines in the world, whether it's in Australia or in California, obviously, or in Italy and Greece, in these very dry, hot climates, where there's very little risk of less risk of fungal disease, and these vines can, as long as they can put down roots, they can survive for years and years and years, or centuries. Simona's estate is an example of that. It's great to have you on the show, and I hope to see you in Puglia. Spero di vederti o di vedervi with your husband in Puglia.
We wait.
Thanks.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.